not up to speed. Like, how many people? I don't want to ruin things. That's what it is. It's not that many. Might get ruined. I just remember, that last episode I had that naked fight, which was fun. I haven't seen it yet. Does it look ridiculous? I mean, it was me versus three guys in boots. And I was so worried. I got kicked in the first take we did, I got kicked in the mouth. No, it was fine. But I was just worried that they were going to step on my feet, you know? I mean, you're naked, and, you know, a lot of things can go wrong. But the thing I was most worried about was my feet, you know?
Well, can you tell us anything that might be coming up?
No. Basically. I've forgotten. I mean, it gets so crazy. I go on this whole... I can't say anything. You all don't want to know, right? People always ask me, what's going to happen? And they're like, no, don't tell me.
Do you have any other projects coming up that aren't related to True Blood?
Yeah, I just did this movie. I just finished this little movie in New Orleans. Is anybody from New Orleans here? Louisiana? Couple? Yeah, me too. I was born there. Called White Rabbit with Nick Krause. Did you guys see The Descendants? That movie with Clooney that took place in Hawaii. He was the stoner kid, and he's great. He's in it, I'm in it, and a girl named Britt Robertson. Do you know her? From
Secret Circle.
Secret Circle, yeah.
Life Unexpected.
Yeah. So it's good. It's a dark drama, and hopefully it'll come out. Yeah, it's an indie, so you never know. But hopefully it'll come out. I got to play this awesome, like, the character I got to play was incredible. It was this, like, hardcore redneck. Like, I had a, like accent. I smoked meth. I was an alcoholic. I had a big stash. I literally just shaved my face. It's the first time I've shaved my face in years. Because I just had this big mustache, and I was just, you know, like, all right, I'm done. So it was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was a good part.
All right, I think we're ready for some questions. Let me get that microphone ready. While we're getting that all ready, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Since we're at, you know, Comic-Con, if there was one superhero you could play, any of them, even ones that I've already taken, what would you want to do?
Wow. Yeah, they're doing the Batman reboot, aren't they? Yeah. You know, gets no props, Aquaman.
How did you prepare yourself to play Shifted Luna? And how did it feel to cuddle with yourself?
Oh my god, that was insane, right? That was crazy. Well, you know, Janina was really cool. She plays Luna, Janina. And, when I did Tommy, I didn't really get Marshall to read any of the lines or do anything. But Janina's tough, because Marshall has an accent, and he's got a walk, and he's got an attitude. Like, he's very specific. I was able to sort of hook into him pretty easy, you know, fairly easily. But Janina was tougher because she didn't have an accent. She's a woman, you know, which is different than me, obviously. But I didn't want to I wanted to do her. I didn't just want to do a woman. So I got her to sort of read the scenes with me, and which was pretty enlightening because, you know, because she's a woman and totally different than me, she was doing things that I would never have conceived of. So that was very helpful. But it was hard. I mean, it was really tough because I had to keep switching. I had to be Sam and then be her, and then we'd shoot the other angle, then it was me and then her. And we had a double who they did a great wig, and he was there just to act with me. And when we did over the shoulder shots, it was when you saw my face but the back of me, that was him. You know, when you saw the side shot with both of me, it was obviously me, and they just did, I don't know how they do it, but they did it somehow. I had no idea. But that scene where I was cuddling with myself, they and almost kissed myself, which which I never would have done. I never would have gone in for it. You know, I never would have even, like, that's too weird. It's so weird. So, you know, if that really happened, you'd never do that. But they have this thing, a motion control camera, which is, I've never seen one, and it's this big, noisy rig that if you remember that, at the beginning of that scene, it's this pan, this slow pan of the camera that starts from behind the couch, and it sort of goes behind a chair, and then goes up over. And in order to do it, that camera had to do the exact same movement every time, so that they could do one of those with me in it, as me, one with me as Luna, and then one with none of us there as a background that they could paste the two of us on. And Stephen Moyer was directing. You know, it was his first time directing. He was fantastic, by the way. He was great. But we started the scene, you know, just rehearsing with the camera. It was so loud. We finished, I said, you know, you guys, we got a problem with sound. There's no way this is going to work. It's too loud. And Stephen said, yeah, I know, man. You know, you're just going to have to loop it. And I was like, oh, God. Because that's the worst, because they couldn't. I had to go in. Not only did I have to play both of those characters, but I had to go in the sound booth and loop, basically redo the voices in a sound booth and try to make it like I was, you know, there. And it's so hard to do that, to make it sound like you're not in a booth. So that scene was so manufactured. It had the looping, it had two me's. But I ended up liking it. I ended up liking it a lot. I was happy with how it turned out.
Next question. Hey, Sam. I got to say that I'm pretty lucky guy because I'm sitting next to two women who work at your bar. They're in the lot to take home the for us.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Try not to get killed. It's dangerous. We're not sure it's dangerous.
Two questions, quick ones. Is the Obama mask an inside joke to the Game of Thrones, George Bush mask? And the other thing is, can you promise we're not going to see any more of that smoky monster?
The Obama mask definitely has nothing to do with that other mask. I don't know what happened with that. I think it was a mistake. I don't know. And the smoke monster, I'm not sure where we are, so I can't make that promise. But yeah, I hear you. That's all I'm going to say.
Next question?
Yeah.
Sam, huge fan. I think you're amazing on True Blood. I'm just wondering, are you slightly disappointed that your story hasn't directly connected with Dennis O'Hare
Yes.
in either season 3 or season 5?
Yeah, absolutely. Dennis is so great. I was a huge fan of Dennis O'Hare's before the show, and I remember when we got him, I was so excited. I mean, everything that I had ever seen him in, he stole. Like, what was the George Clooney movie that he was in? Michael Clayton. Do you remember that scene where he loses his keys and he goes to that family's house and they're in the kitchen? That's Dennis O'Hare. I thought it was like the best. That was a great movie. And I thought that was one of the best scenes in the movie. And we were both in New York, you know, doing theater, you know, at the same time. I didn't really know him, but I'd love to work with him. I think he's just, he's by far and away one of the very best actors that's ever been on our show. He's great, in my opinion. Yeah.
Next question.
I just want to know how you learned to walk like a girl, because it's not a thing. You were like sashaying down the hallway.
I spent a lot of time in the West Village in New York. Okay? All my 20s there, so maybe that.
Next question.
I will just add on to that, saying that, you know, it when you don't have hips, and you're trying to shake them and make them shake. My hips were sore after some of those scenes. Like, they literally were sore. It was ridiculous.
Hello, Sam.
Hi.
Do you have a favorite season so far? Is your favorite?
Wow. That's a good question. I mean, they all, you know, everyone is so different. I think the most of all of them, if you took all of them, the one that's most different than all of them is season 1. You know, it was kind of a different show then. It was a little smaller. Nobody'd left town yet. There was a lot centered around the town. And I liked that a lot. I don't know if I liked it better than the other seasons, but I really liked that kind of, you know, that really kind of small season where everything was new and a little scary and weird. And we didn't know that there were tons of, you know, supernatural creatures. But, you know, acting-wise, I think last year was one of the really good ones for me, where I got to do Tommy, and then I had When Tommy Died, and then that scene in the swamp where we throw our parents into the, you know, into the swamp. God, just terrible show. Terrible. It's hard on parents, it's hard on waitresses. But that was a good, I liked that, a lot of that stuff. Yeah, sure.
Next question, please.
Hi, I'm a huge, huge fan. That's still part of my question, so I'm going to kind of edit it a little
bit. Damn her!
My ears. So I may end up with the same question. But what was the most fun season for you to work on? Like, I know every time a new season comes out, it's like better than the last, but what was the most fun to work on?
Well, I had a lot of fun this year. Because I got to work with Chris Bauer, who is an old friend of mine, and he just makes me laugh. He plays Andy Belfer. We did a lot of work, obviously, in episode 9, the pig fighting. You know, we weren't in that scene a lot, but that night we're hanging out all night at the, you know, at the barn. It's just fun, you know, just hanging out with him. One of the funniest scenes for me, where I was trying really hard not to laugh, was in season 1, where I was telling him that I was a naturist, or a naturalist, and he was like, a naturist? Do you remember that? Yeah. And I was trying to describe, you know, and I was just BSing him about, you know, about my past. That was a really fun scene, because we were just trying not to laugh.
And then, for my second question who's your favorite baddie from all seasons?
Who's my favorite baddie?
Yeah, the big villain type.
Well, I mean, Dennis O'Hare is, you know, he's definitely up there. Who else have we had? Gosh.
Marianne.
Oh, my gosh. Michelle Forbes. Love her. She's we had a lot of fun. She's very cool. She's a really cool person.
And there was Marnie from last
season. And Renee.
Renee.
So, yeah, that guy's great. He's a great actor. Yeah.
All right, next question.
Okay, so HBO always pushes things to the limit as far as being a little bit raunchy. And my question is going to kind of push that one a little bit. In some of the earlier seasons, you and Bill seem to have a little bit of a raunchy nighttime dream sequence. And I'm just wondering.
I believe that was my dream.
It was your dream.
Boyer had nothing to do with it.
As a two-parted question, was that so hard to do? And then, second part, when are you and Eric going to start fantasizing about each other?
Oh my god. Yeah, wow. Well, you know, if we do enough seasons, we're all going to hook up. You know?
Both.
We've all hooked up with Sookie, where the guys are going to start hooking up, the girls are going to start hooking up. Like, that was really funny. The dialogue in that scene was really funny. Like talking about hard water Steven and I are totally trying not to laugh. So I've told this story before, so some of you probably have heard it. But you have stand-ins who basically, while they're lighting the scene, they just stand there so that the lighter can light the scene, and you know the actors can go off and act like they're really, you know, important. And so our two guys were there. They're friends, you know, we've known them for years. And Steven and I decided to have some fun, and you know, so they're just basically standing there looking at each other. It's kind of awkward because you just have to stand there, and they're kind of standing close, and they've been with each other all day, there's nothing to talk about anymore, and they just have to stand there. So they're not really looking at each other, sort of looking away, whatever. And we decided to tell them that they needed to take their shirts off in order for the scene to be lit better. And we were kind of standing by Video Village, where you can see the monitors and see them, because you can see what the camera's seeing, so we were watching their faces. So that was a little weird, but they took their shirts off. And we told the director to say it, so he would, you know, so that it was coming from the director. And so then we told him to, like, stand closer. You know, and they were like, all right, and then stand closer, and then they were really close, and then we said, you have to kiss, and then they knew we were, you know. It was really funny, especially to you, those guys.
All right, next question.
Hey, Sam, big fan.
Hey, thanks.
You know, on all of the new and older members of Hollywood, you're one of the younger actors that has perfect timing. Like, you know, for your show, for, you know, your timing, it's really spot on. I really appreciate that, you know, good TV show. My question is, though, is out of younger actors in, you know, Generation Y and younger, how do you break into the industry? And besides having a good resume and, you know, no cotton, you know, no connects or anything,
uh-huh.
Like, how do you break into the industry?
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, there's no, you know, sort of, I moved to New York right after college, and, you know, it's so much easier when you're 20, you know, if you're really young, it's, because everybody wants young people, and if, when you're young, you have, like, the potential of you know, becoming very successful. But I just, like, me, I just walked into some, I found out where all the agencies were. I walked into them with a picture and resume. I didn't have hardly anything on it, so. Acting classes, and then, you know, try to get in local productions. Actually, now it would be easier because you can shoot your own movies now and put them on the internet, and you can show your chops, and you can say, "Here's my thing," you know. So that's what I would say, is to do that.
That's the way to go. Would you recommend any, like, websites or networks that would work better than others?
I have no idea. You know, I'm just so not in that. You know. I have no idea, you know.
And maybe
no, I say that.
You can shake your hand.
What's that?
Can I shake your
yes,
hand?
Of course you can. Right on.
My name is Chad.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Yeah.
All right. Is there anybody else that has some more questions? Get in the line so we can... All right. Next question.
Hi, Sam.
Hey.
Huge fan. I just have one quick question. Have you read Charlene Harris's original books, the Switch Backup books?
Yeah, I've read a few of them. I read, like, about the first four or five, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty weird how Alan Ball is just, I mean, meshed a few of the books and then went over there and that side with it all. Mm-hmm. My best friend cannot watch the show. And I don't know why. I'm like, just let it go. Watch the show, have fun.
She can't watch
she's
it because
she loves Charlene Harris's novels.
Loves the novels and doesn't
like
to see anything change.
First of all, she's like, Lafayette should not be alive.
He was too good.
I love it that they took him off like that. And I said, you know,
yeah.
Like, they spot on cast you. You're exactly what I thought Sam should do.
Isn't he? Doesn't he have? Thank you.
Red hair.
That was one of my witnesses, wasn't it?
It's really cool.
Does he have red hair, though, in the books?
Yeah.
He does, right?
Yeah.
It's like red, wiry hair.
And he's short. He's like,
and he's short.
Like 5'8".
But, you know,
I'm tall. I'm like 5'9".
There you go.
I'm 5'10". I'm 5'10".
I was
going to
say, Dennis O'Hare freaks me out. I almost can't watch some of these episodes because he's on there and he's so freaky. Now he's back in power.
Yeah. She's weak. I've hung out with Charlene a bunch. I mean, she's really cool. Yeah, she's really cool. And you know, it's funny. She says, you know, I don't tell Alan how to make a show, and he doesn't tell me how to write my books.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, but she's the reason we have anything. I mean, she's the reason. Yeah. So we all about her. Yeah.
Next question, please.
Hi, Sam. Thank you. Just want to say my boyfriend's best idea we had in the meeting is to watch True Blood.
Oh, it was your boyfriend's idea. All right. Nice.
So you've had a lot of hookups throughout the show. Who's a better kisser, Sophie or Tara?
God, I feel like Sophie didn't kiss me. I kissed her in that scene. That was a very rough scene, wasn't it? Was that even better?
A little energy into it.
I'd say they're both great. They're both so good.
Yeah, pick one. Which one would you rather be with?
I can't do that. I can't. I mean, like, well, you know, Tara's a vampire now. So that would be... I know, that would be weird. I mean, I wonder what'll happen, because I feel like Sam hasn't... His thing with Sookie has not been resolved. It was sort of like, you know, it's not... It hasn't done its full thing. So I feel like there's potential there. And then with Rutina, with Tara... I don't know. I mean, I really liked working with her. I mean, she's really great, and I liked working with her. And she's a vampire now, so that would be kind of interesting, you know. Sam with her.
more hookups in the future?
For me? Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
I'm sure, thanks.
Next question, please.
Hey,
what's up?
You mentioned growing up in Louisiana. Bon-Temps in any way, shape, or form had a depiction of any current Louisiana locations? Or is it just all Hollywood?
Well, you know, there's only so much of Bon-Temps that I know, you know, because there's only so much we show. But I'll say this. The bar, like Merlot's, they modeled after a real bar down in Louisiana. And not only that, Suzuki Inkerslev, who does all the set design, I mean, I wish you guys could all come. It's so incredible. It'd be fun to be at a party and serve drinks all night. But it's incredible. The detail in that bar, there are business cards for carpenters in, you know, Lafayette. And there are old Cajun cartoons that are sort of back by the phone in that alleyway. There's some, growing up in Louisiana, there's Thibodeau cartoons, which is an old, they got so much right in that bar. We used to go down a lot to Louisiana. We'd go down a couple times a year, and this year we went down once. We shot on Bourbon Street. I wasn't there. I heard it was insane. Apparently Tulane had just graduated, and so all of these college kids were on Bourbon Street, and then like Stephen Moyer and Alexander were there, and Dennis O'Hara, and it was just insane.
Spoiler free acid trips.
Well, yeah, exactly. But it is Hollywood because we were not there for most of it. They do a pretty good job. I know one thing which is really cool is I was just in New Orleans shooting this movie, and it made me feel good because I went out one night and there were so many people who are fans down there, who live down there, and that makes me feel good that they're not judging. Going, I don't have that right. Yeah.
Next question, please.
Good afternoon. Sort of a two-part question. Number one, you're one of the few guys, main characters anyway, that are actually from the States. Do the other folks, do they keep in their character when they're not shooting? When
no.
You guys are just walking around? Or
well,
you have a different accent?
No, it's weird. I mean, when people are shooting, it depends on the scene. Like, if they're in the middle of shooting and they're waiting for another take, totally, like, usually a lot of people stay in character. But no, if I see Ryan Kwan, if we're shooting the same day and I see him walking around, he's totally in his Australian accent. I mean, you all would freak out because his accent is so, I think he has one of the best accents. It's so good. And he's Australian. And you'll talk to him and it's an Australian accent.
And I also wanted to know, it just seems to me that HBO just really knows how to do television. I mean, what do they do? Do they just throw a ton of money at everything? I mean, is it just really great working on an HBO production?
Yeah,
it just seems different.
It's fully agreed upon to be the, everybody wants to work on HBO now. It's the best place to work. It's become that with, what they do is they hire these very smart people like Alan Ball, Aaron Sorkin, the list goes on, of these really, really smart writer creators, and they give them freedom, and they don't mess with them. A lot of other networks, there's so many cooks in the kitchen that scripts get diluted because they have to go through a bunch of people, and everybody kind of has to justify their job and give notes, and then by the time it's through, it's not quite what it was to begin with. So, like with Alan Ball, our show wasn't a huge hit the first year, but it was growing, it grew every week. But HBO, what they do is they commit to it. And they committed to our show. They said, we're going to give it a second season. And yeah, they throw a lot of money at it too. And it looks great. And I'll tell you, I could be wrong on this, by the way. But I'm pretty sure that the only shows that shoot film anymore, everybody shoots video, is us, Game of Thrones, and Glee.
Woo!
Well, if you can believe that, that's weird. Because they were really... Why would they? Yeah, I don't know why Glee needs it, but they do. And I think Game of Thrones maybe is not going to be doing it anymore. So anyway, that's a lot more money. And so they're smart. They invest really well and get a really good product, and then they get good shows, And they trust people like Alan. But absolutely, the people, the executives at HBO are the best, and they're all creative. And we didn't know how it was going to work out because Chris Albrecht had left right at the beginning of our show. He's the guy that did Sopranos, and we had a whole new, Sue Nagel came in, and Michael Lombardo, and we didn't know what was going to happen, but they've been fantastic, and it's an awesome place to work. Next question, please.
Hello. Can you talk about your time on Dexter a little bit?
Oh,
what that was like?
Yeah.
That's also what we heard of the really awesome trailer.
Yeah, that's right. For some of those of you who don't know, I was on the second episode of Dexter. And I think I was the first guy he killed in his basement. I was naked again, like, classic. I don't know how that always happens to me, but I was, and did I know Michael? I know Michael now. I think I may have known him. But he's like, he plays a good Dexter. He's creepy when he gets into character. And yeah, we were like, they wrapped me in saran wrap, for those of you who know the show, and I was wrapped for 4 hours, like 4 hours straight. And you never think that it's going to be that long. You know, it's just a couple shots, but it was 4 hours straight. I remember I started losing feeling, you know, in my limbs, and I had to pee at some point. So I had to wait. But it was trippy. It was totally trippy because, you know, it's a weird thing having to play somebody who is being terrorized by a serial killer. You know, it was weird. I had to kind of go in that place, which is kind of a weird, scary place. But what was fun about that part is I got to play a bad guy, which I like to do. You know, it was fun. I got to play, you know, that kind of just a drunk driver and, you know, irresponsible. So I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Next question, please.
Hi, Sam.
Hi.
I just want to let you know that nothing gets in the way of True Blood every week for me.
Nice.
I allow no obstacles, and I lay out the law, you know, it's my time. But I wanted to know, you gave out a handshake, but can I kiss your own cheek?
Yes, you can.
Me and keep a lot of that stuff for safety reasons down low, guys, okay? But
cheek kiss, right?
Absolutely.
Aww. Quite a nice kiss, by the
way. All right, next question.
Hi. Stepping away from True Blood again, what was your favorite movie to make? Because personally, I love you in Alien vs. Predator.
I love making that. It was so, I gotta say, like, meeting the alien was awesome. I've never been starstruck, but I mean, you know, like, you know what's weird? I was riding in, there was a guy with me when they were driving me in from the airport to the hotel, and I didn't really, I was like, oh, who are you playing? He's like, well, I'm actually the alien, I'm actually the guy in the alien. And what it is, the same people have been doing it since the second Alien movie, and there are three people. There's one person in the alien suit, which is really tall and looks like the movie and is badass. Then there's a guy who runs the mouth, you know, and then there's a guy who does the tail and also pours goo all over it. And I was so psyched to get eaten by that alien. So that was definitely one of them. The one that I just did would have to be maybe one of my favorite parts I've gotten to do in a movie, I think, as well.
All right, next question.
Hi. I know you didn't have any scenes with Christopher Maloney this season. Did you get the opportunity to hang out with him at all?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did. And I love that guy. We all were at the San Diego Comic-Con, and he had flown in from New York to go, and it was just funny seeing him, you know, because he, you know, he just never been, and we were all veterans, you know, but it was fun hanging out with him. I like that guy. Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah.
Next question.
Hi, Joe.
Hey.
I was wondering, you've been working with adults for a couple seasons now, but how did it feel to work with the actress for Emma?
Oh, yeah, adults versus children. Right. She's
an adult series.
What's that?
In an adult series.
Yeah, I know. It's weird because a lot of the kids we work with can't see the show. You know, they're and then, you know, even some of the scenes they're in, they will only be allowed to see like the parts where, you know, because it gets really, you know, sketchy sometimes and dicey. But she's great. She's really sweet, and she's very, very smart. And you know, it's really hard what we do. You know, we have, you know, you have to hit your mark, say your line, and there's not a lot of people that can hold your hand because we're all doing our thing. And she's fantastic. I really like her.
Awesome. Yeah. And I really liked the whole atmosphere of you guys actually kind of acting like family, even though. You know, she was like, she's my daughter.
Oh, yeah, in which scenes? And when last year?
No, this year when you were trying to watch over Emma, but she was like, this is my daughter.
Oh, yeah, when we fought over her. Right. Yeah. Yeah, Luke got a little crazy there, didn't she?
Yeah.
Or did she?
Well, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, next question.
Yeah, there was a scene. Here's a little trivia for you all. There's a scene that got cut, and I loved that. It was such a bummer, but not everything fits rhythmically with every episode. But there was a scene after that where Joe Manganiello and I where we got to hang out at the bar, and I was bummed out. I was so pissed about that conversation, and he was pissed about his thing with Ricky and his whole thing. And we sat and did shots and talked about women, and it was awesome. Like it was like 2.5 minutes of us just like kind of having fun and riffing, and so that was shot. But maybe it'll be on a DVD, like the extras or something. Yeah.
Hi, Sam.
Hey.
This is probably the lamest question you get all day. Just something I was wondering: is it weird playing somebody that shares the same first name as you?
Yeah. No. Not really. Is that? It's a totally fair question, but no, it's not. I mean, I don't have a great answer, though. It's just like, no, just me. And, you know, it's totally random for those of you who haven't read the books. It's Sam is the name that Charlene Harris created. So, you know, and it just happened to be. I don't think I had the edge over anybody. I choose to believe I did not have the edge over anybody. Because my name is Sam, but who knows?
Thanks.
Maybe that's why I got the part. I'll take it.
We got about 10 minutes left, so if you have questions, get up here and get them asked, all right? Next question, please.
Hi, first of all, thanks for doing these Q&A. It's really fun to hear all that answer.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about the nudity, because there's a lot of nudity in your book.
Yeah.
Do you guys use body doubles, or is it everyone at them?
That's a good question. That's a really good question, because sometimes we have to do stunts, you know, like, actually, there was a guy for that fight scene who, you know, a stuntman, and he did the whole thing naked as well. But I learned those, every one of those moves, and they didn't use him at all, I don't think. They didn't use him at all. Because I didn't want, it's a weird thing. But when you see somebody else, like, when you see somebody else naked, when you see their butt or whatever you see, you don't want people to think it's yours, you know? It happened season one, where at the end of season one, where I was turned into a dog and saved Sookie, there was a shot, and I don't know if we used it. Oh, no, we did, where I was getting kicked on the ground naked. And I was like, I just saw who was going to be doubling me, and the guy was a great guy, and he had a great butt, but it wasn't my butt. This is going to be some great quotes coming out of this. I'm so digging myself into a hole right now. Sam talks about the butts in this. But anyway, if there's going to be nudity, I want it to be me. Like, I don't want people, you know, thinking that that's me and hate me. So we do, but, you know, it's my long-winded answer.
Hey, Sam.
Hey.
I was wondering, just besides being on an HBO show, what other television shows do you watch in, like, your free time?
Well, gosh, okay. I watched Smash. I watched the whole, like, it's just like the nostalgia of New York for me in theater. Totally watched that, every episode of that. I watched Mad Men. What else I watched? Parks and Rec. Funny. Yeah, it's good.
Is there any other deleted scenes that you're like going back to the seasons and saying, you know what, I really wish that wasn't.
Well, I haven't had, you know, it doesn't happen. It's not like we shoot tons and then edit stuff. It just happens every once in a while. You have to do that. I don't know if I've had any other ones. I may have had one other one. I think I did. I can't remember what it was. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's the flow of the show, and you know, it happens sometimes. Yeah.
Hey, Cam.
Hey.
I was just wondering, in the show, the shapeshifters kind of sometimes go out for a run, you know, when they're stressed out or that kind of thing. Is there a particular animal you would change into if you ever needed to just
go for a run?
Yeah. Or just fly.
Or swim.
Aquaman.
Nice sunfish. I don't know, for some reason I've seen a horse galloping. Maybe just gallop a stretcher. You know? I don't know. Cheetah. Cheetahs, like, they just sprint though, they don't jog. They like sprint, and then their hearts race go really up and they have to stop, right? Isn't that what happens with cheetahs, I think? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe a dog. I don't know. It's hard. People ask me, what animal would you turn into? I'm like, I don't know. Bird.
Dolphin.
It'd be fun to fly, though. I mean, seriously, that'd be pretty intense.
Flying dolphin.
Hey, sir. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good.
Now, I was wondering if you had any chance to offer input on your character, if you maybe modified a line or a way that Sam would have reacted, and if so, do you have a good story to share, something that we saw that was kind of your own creation?
You mean like, what would I do with Sam Relott if I had the opportunity to change him or something?
No, I was just thinking, like, did you get the opportunity to maybe modify, like, a line or a scene?
Oh, right,
like that,
right,
something
right.
You could share with us that's kind of your take or your idea.
Right, I had sort of pitched looking for my father and, like, seeing my parents as shapeshifters, and I think, you know, Alan has his own ideas about things, and they're always so much better creatively than I am anyway. But yeah, they, you know, so that was, I think that was incorporated. But sure, like, we have, you know, they're very open, and there's not a whole lot of improvising that goes on, except maybe with Nelson, with Lafayette. I mean, you know, it's interesting, that question about input. His character, he had so much, for instance, he had so much in developing who his character is, you know, like saying hooker, you know, and his lingo, they completely started writing in. And they also saved him at the end of the year because he was so great. But with television, it sort of works that way. The writers, they write characters, but then they cast actors, and the actors are, they kind of look for cues, and they see what actors are good at, and they listen to how they talk, and they kind of, in a way, it's a morph with the actor and kind of create the character to fit the actor as well. Yeah.
You mentioned working in New York. Is there any part, any play that you'd really like to do that you haven't had a chance to do?
Oh my gosh, yeah, any Chekhov, all the greats, Arthur Miller, some Sam Shepard, you know, would love to do, Ibsen. There's a lot that would,
any particular role?
Gosh, you know, I really was interested in the seagull. I mean, I'd be psyched to do the seagull, I think, at some point. Yeah. Yeah.
Hi. Other than your series, of course, what is your favorite vampire series?
Well, what are there? There's Buffy. There's...
Woo-hoo! Ow!
Yeah.
Well, stop right there.
There was Buffy. Because you know what? You know why? Because we have the same makeup artist, and she's wonderful. I love her. Bridget. Yeah. Is that your name? Oh my gosh, it's a fit. It's totally that's it.
Are there any other questions? We have
my favorite vampire movie is Let the Right One In.
Yeah.
You all see that? That was really good. If you haven't seen it, you have to see it. It's really, it's great. It's your opinion. It's awesome.
You asked yourself a question earlier. Actually, I'm going to hear what you guys say about it. What would you do if you wore Sam Rock?
Oh, you mean...
You had those abilities. What would you do? Would you stay there?
Oh, if I was? You mean if I was... Yeah, well, yeah, I'd stay in town. Well, it's on, yeah. Yeah.
You're a brave man. Is there anything else, everybody?
Are you hiring? We're waitresses.
I'm always hiring.
Will you let HBO know we've got the costume?
Totally.
They can kill us. It's okay.
Hey, thanks, you guys. Great talking to you.